Empowered Investing must be heard in conjunction with important disclosures at the end of this show. Same disclosure can be read online at arlington-capital.com/radio-disclosures. Past performance is no guarantee of future results.
The White House will tighten retirement account standards.
In a sea of options with conflicting information, who can you trust for investment advice?
Governments are pushing to reform pension laws to put more onus on the individual.
Tired of all the noise from the financial media and just want straight talk?
Working Americans approaching retirement have reduced their retirement wealth by 25%.
You've got questions, we've got answers. This is Empowered Investing with Joe Lopresti, president of Arlington Capital Management. Building a solid financial future takes work, and Joe will share his knowledge about how proactive strategies are designed to protect your assets in down markets and grow in bull markets. Joe has 3 decades of investment management experience and is the creator of the Proactive Asset Allocation Strategy. Freedom in retirement starts with a solid investment strategy, and your path starts right now. Here's your host, Joe Lopresti.
Hi, I'm Joe Lopresti, president of Arlington Capital Management. Welcome to another edition of Empowered Investing. If you're a longtime listener, welcome back, and thank you for tuning in this week. I think you'll find the content of this week's show quite interesting. And if you're new to the show, welcome, and I hope you find it time well spent and will come back and listen again. I do the Empowered Investing show to offer you a different point of view from what you might hear elsewhere. Hopefully what I have to say will help stimulate your own thinking about finances and investments and the markets and other topics as well. If there's anything I discuss on the show that you care to talk about further, then give me a call at 855-471-5796 or go to arlington-capital.com and send me an email. I do want to give a programming note that starting on Saturday, January 26th, we're going to be moving the show up the dial. And the time is going to change to Saturdays at 1 p.m. For further information about that change, visit our website, arlington-capital.com. Well, on today's show, I'm going to really hone in on most of the discussion talking about the current market action. At about a year ago, late January 2018, I told you that I felt that the market had lost its common sense, that stock prices were too high, valuations were way too stretched, and that I thought common wisdom had left the building. I did think stocks were correct in 2018. What I really didn't expect is really in the next couple of days, couple of business days, that correction began and globally, like with the MSCI All Country World Index, a global view of the equity markets, peaked in late January of 2018, went through, at least so far, about an 11-month decline and put in a recent bottom on December 24th of 2018, Christmas Eve. So after that 11-month drop, the decline was somewhere just above 20% in correction, in bear market correction, however you want to describe it. I believe that common sense has been restored. Stock valuations have been restored. And I believe 2019 will experience a new upleg in stock prices. We're going to talk a lot about that in this week's show. We're also going to talk about lifetime retirement income planning. You know, the retirement years can be very rewarding, but also they add a layer of complexity to your financial decisions. An increasing number of my clients have transitioned from the working and wealth accumulation years of their lives to the retirement and wealth distribution stages of their lives. And I could tell you there are many moving pieces to the retirement puzzle. And I find that most people are making decisions looking at one piece that have unintended consequences elsewhere. In serving our retired clients, we've experienced this complexity firsthand and believe we could help you make better decisions. So later in this week's show, I'm going to talk about those complexities, where they exist, and how you could identify them in your financial life. But first, let's get back to the discussion about the stock market. 2018 was a very rare year, in my opinion. First, there were two separate 10% corrections, 10% plus corrections in the S&P 500. The first one occurred in late January into early February. It was very fast. Within 2 weeks, it was over. But the market did drop. The S&P did about 10% from its top to its bottom. And then there were several months where it recovered up to a marginal new high in late September, early October. And then the second and bigger, deeper, scarier correction began that brought the S&P down about 20% from its high in early October to the low that so far has been reached on December 24th, Christmas Eve. That was the first time since 1990 that the S&P experienced two distinct 10% corrections in a calendar year. So you can see that's a very rare event. And it's also really the first marginal bear market that we've seen in quite some time. We'd have to go back to 2011, the last time that the S&P experienced somewhat of a similar decline, pretty short, right in that 20% vicinity, didn't really escalate into a major bear market. So you don't see those types of market conditions very often. And of course, the question is, when the market starts to drop like that, is how far down is it going to go? How long is it going to go down for? Is it going to develop into the major bear market, a 2008 variety bear market where there was a 50 plus percent decline? And it wasn't short. It actually took 17 months to drag out from the high in October of 2007 to the low in March of 2009. That's a much different animal than 2011, where there was a 5 month drop and a little bit more than 20%. Or in 2000, when the tech stock bubble, internet.com bubble burst, and there was really a lengthy couple of years where the market declined, and it declined much more than 20%. Those are the types of bear markets you want to avoid, or at least try to avoid as much as possible. You'll never know where the high is, never know where the low is, but I do believe with some effort, you could identify that major cycle developing and try to avoid the majority of those damaging bear markets. And the reason they're so damaging is not only the amount of decline that one tends to see if you ride out the full bear market, but it tends to take many years to recover back to a new high. So, for example, when the market peaked in 07 and went through its 17-month drop, it didn't come back, the S&P 500 at least, didn't come back to its high until 2013. So for, you know, a typical investor, 6 years to go from, you know, the high, go right out the bear market, and then recover from the bear market, it's a lot of time. Now, certainly for a younger investor, it's much more doable, right? But for an investor that is in their later stages of working years or into early retirement, late retirement, you just can't do that. So it really pays to try to understand these market cycles and to know which ones are likely to develop into those nasty, long bear markets that tend to occur with crises and really bad news, or the shorter variety. Because the reality is, with the shorter variety, if the market drops like it did in 2011 for 5 months, and then starts to recover and it hit a new high in 2012, unless you need that, you know, you need your money in that 5 month period where the market's down, you tend not to get hurt. But when the market drops for a year or longer and then takes several years to recover, that's where one could get hurt. Now, I've been in the investment industry for 34 years now. I've seen many markets that have dropped the 20% plus, you know, the definition of the bear cycle, and recover quickly. And I've seen a few that drop 20 plus percent, usually much more, and take a long time to recover. And I think there's one specific variable that helps me determine which is going to be the longer damaging bear market or the shorter variety. And I'm going to tell you about it when we come back from break.
Sean Hannity applauds the president's stance on trade.
We have had horrible one-sided deals with everybody. That includes NATO, 72 cents of every dollar. That includes our European allies and friends, supposedly. They have one-sided trade deals. Mexico, NAFTA, Canada, now China. So we're making huge progress.
The Sean Hannity Show. Afternoons at 2, right before Joel Walsh at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
I'm Dan Prof.
And I'm Amy Jacobson.
And if you're a small business owner or you make the marketing or advertising decisions for a business, then listen up.
Once again, our annual Food for the Poor campaign is underway to raise money for children suffering from poverty in Haiti. We've partnered with Food for the Poor to provide food and clean water to several thousand children this year.
And here's how your business can be a part of this. Become a Food for the Poor business benefactor. Just make a $2,500 tax-deductible donation to Food for the Poor. And AM560 will give you 40 60-second commercials to air here on AM560 The Answer between 5 a.m. and 8 p.m. Monday through Friday at no additional cost to you.
That's the best advertising deal in all of Chicago. To take advantage of this deal, just call Anjanette Natowski at 847-472-8951. Again, that's 847-472-8951. One more time. 847-472-8951.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggie capsules contain 100% vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind. And it is undeniably one of the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water, some a little higher, some a little lower. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to take out the water and air, leaving only whole food, which maintains 99.9% of its original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health. Make sense? To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code Chicago.
Warren Buffett's mentor, Benjamin Graham, said, "The essence of investment management is the management of risk, not returns." Hi, this is Joel Lopresti, president of Arlington Capital Management. I'm here to explain how we help manage our clients' exposure to risk. We're the creators of our proprietary proactive asset allocation strategy, known as PAS. It is designed to analyze important market trends and alert us to potential changes in the market. But that's only part of what I believe makes Arlington Capital Management unique. It's the care and personalized service we provide our clients that really defines us. We understand how important your financial goals are to you and your family, and we never take that responsibility lightly. It all starts by understanding the things that are most important to you. It's part of the Arlington Capital Management difference. To experience it for yourself, schedule your complimentary consultation by calling 855-471-5796. That's 855-471-5796, or visit arlington-capital.com.
AM 560. The Answer.
Information from Empowered Investing must be heard in conjunction with important disclosures at the end of this show. Same disclosure can be read online at arlington-capital.com/radio-disclosures. Past performance is no guarantee of future results.
You've got questions? We've got answers. You're listening to Empowered Investing. Call Joe now for a private consultation and financial review at 855-471-5796. Now, here's Joe Lopresti.
Oh, 2018 was a rare year, and I think could be creating a rare opportunity for proactive investors. 2018, the S&P 500 dropped 20% approximately from its high in early October to its low in late December. 20% declines, which most people would classify as or define a bear market with a minimum of a 20% decline. They're pretty rare. The last time it happened was in 2011. And in fact, in my career, which started in 1985, so over the last 34 years, there were seven distinct bear markets, drops of over 20%. Some of those last just a few months, but some of them could last a year or two. And the ones that last a few months tend to recover very quickly. The ones that last longer tend to take much longer to recover, in part because they tend to drop much more, but also because there's another important variable that tends to be present during the longer, nastier declines that take longer to recover. And in my observation and experience, it's one thing, and that is when you get a bear market without a recession, the market decline is short and the recovery tends to be fast. But if you get a bear market and there's an economic recession, those are the ones where you tend to see bigger declines, longer declines, and much slower recoveries back to new highs in the market. So bear markets without a recession are much different than bear markets that are coupled with a recession. Bear markets without a recession are generally fantastic buying opportunities. Whereas bear markets coupled with the recession, generally you want to be really careful. Wait for that low to be in place. Wait for confirmation that it's over and that a new bull cycle is underway before you begin taking risks again. But bear markets without a recession oftentimes pays to try to identify selling climaxes, times when the selling pressure reaches an extreme, and to begin buying at those times because, once again, the recovery can be pretty fast. So if we go through my career years, let's say from 1985 to present, there were seven different bear markets, drops of 20% or more. And of those, four were without a recession, and three were with recessions. So let's start with the ones that were with recessions. The first one was in 1990. Stocks peaked somewhere around May of 1990, going ways back now. And then a recession hit beginning in August of 1990 and lasted until March of 1991. So that's a bear market with a recession. The next bear market with a recession in my 34-year career began in 2000. That was when tech stocks were in a massive advance. The dot-com bubble burst. Stocks peaked in March of 2000, and a recession started much later in April of 2001 and carried on until later in 2001. That was a very long and very damaging bear market and really didn't end until late 2002, early 2003. So it ran for many years. And then it took many years to recover back to the previous high that was reached in the year 2000. And then, of course, there was the big one, the one that's fresh in everybody's mind, 2008. Stocks actually peaked in October of 2007. Recession began in January of 2008 and lasted until June of 2009. The market dropped for 17 months from its high to its low. The decline was well above 50%. And then it took a long time to recover. It's those three bear markets, really, in my career that would have been very beneficial to be able to avoid as an investor, at least the majority of the bear cycles. I'm Joe Lopresti. You're listening to the Empowered Investing Show, and we're talking about bear markets. I've been in the investment industry for 34 years. I experienced a number of these bear markets, and in my experience, the ones that are combined with the recession are the damaging ones. Every other bear market, while scary, while you're in the midst of that bear market, were relatively short and the recoveries relatively fast. But bear markets with recessions, those are the ones that proactive investors should attempt to sidestep as much as possible. So let's talk about bear markets that occurred, which again is a drop of 20%, and we're using the S&P 500 index here as the benchmark. A drop of 20% from high to low. Let's work our way backwards. 2011 was the last drop of 20% plus, the year 2011. A recession didn't occur in 2011 or shortly after, and therefore the decline lasted approximately 5 months. And 1 year after the low was in place, stocks had regained 25%. Now, the reason that we're trying to compare bear markets with recessions and bear markets without is very simple. 2018 was a bear market year. The S&P 500 dropped 20% from its high to its low, approximately. So the big question right now facing investors, are we headed for a recession? If yes, the bear market may have really just begun. Markets peaked in October. It's only 3 months ago. If the answer is no to the recession question, then the bear market may be over and a tremendous buying opportunity may be at hand for proactive investors. So 2011 was the previous bear market year without a recession. You could see it lasted a short time and recovered quickly. Then we could go back to 1998. In 1998, there was a two-month drop, approximately 20% from high to low. There was no recession that occurred, at least not until 2001 did a recession occur. Stocks dropped fast and recovered just as fast. Within 6 months, stocks were up 29% from their low, and within 1 year, they were up 38% from their low. Then we have to go all the way back to 1987. Many call that a stock market crash. Stocks dropped for approximately 2 months from high to low. There was a 36% drop in 1987, but stocks started to recover, and within 6 months were up 15%. Within 1 year was up 23%. And really, they continued to recover well after that in 1989, and following. So the big question today facing proactive investors is this: are we headed for a recession? If the answer is yes, be very careful, because stocks may have seen the first leg of their bear cycle with more to come. If the answer is no, that we are not headed for a recession, then more than likely, the bear market may be over. And 2019 may be a tremendous growth opportunity, wealth building opportunity for proactive investors. So when we come back from break, we're going to talk about methods that I use to help determine whether the economy is headed for a recession or if a recession is likely to be avoided. The difference between the two can make all the difference in the world of what's in store in 2019 for stocks.
Why are we pandering and just coddling all these kids? If you're going to win, win big. Death and destruction, man.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
We played a team last year, our 7th and 8th grade girls' school, 60-0. Just play your game.
That's one attitude of coaching, and then there's the attitude where, you know, you throttle back if you're destroying somebody.
I was wondering, how come they never get on the soccer coaches' cases when they grew up to score, you know, like 1-0?
Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
Imagine your business being on the first page of a search engine like Google, or at the top. What could that do for your bottom line? The answer is at Salem Surround. Digital marketing that surrounds your potential customers with your message wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review. When they're on their computer, mobile phone, or tablet, your ad is there. When they attend a sporting event, conference, or concert, you're in front of them on their mobile device. When they walk into your competitor's store, your message entices them to visit you as well. Salem Surround takes the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. Now, there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundchicago.com. Surroundchicago.com, connecting you with new customers.
All right, if your roof's needy, you can
call Grumweedy.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. If your roof is leaky, if the shingles are curling, or if your roof isn't right after storms, then you need to call Grumweedy with roofing companies, and the difference is, of course, installation. Now, Grumweedy, they know that, and that's why they follow the manufacturer's specifications, so your warranty is totally intact, and many companies don't do that, and that could void your warranty. If you hate high-pressure sales tactics, not from Grumweedy. They give you good, better, best options. You make the choice, no pressure. Grumweedy is a roof that lasts at a fair price. Now, Mark Olson and Greg Olson of Grumweedy, they lead this third generation family business that's been doing Chicagoland roofs since 1953. Now, they fix roof problems, so if your roof is needy, yeah,
call Grumweedy.
That's 630-595-8020. That's 630-595-8020. They're online, of course, at myroofisneedy.com.
Have you inherited a coin collection and need help figuring out what it's worth? Do you have your own collection that's just sitting around collecting dust? Turn those old coins into cash at Kedzie Coins. Cash in and pay off bills. Use the money for a new set of wheels. Kedzie Coins is also buying scrap silver and gold on the spot, and they'll give you the best fair market prices. They're committed to the strictest standards of excellence and ethics, an accredited precious metals dealer member with family roots in the heart of Chicago and members of the Professional Numismatics Guild. In the market to buy? Kedzie Coins is your destination for one of the largest selections of gold and silver bullion minted in the U.S., an enormous inventory of government-issued world coins and U.S. paper money and currency. Visit KedzieCoins.net to see the full line of available stock, or stop by one of their three locations, Kedzie Coins and Jewelry on 59th and Kedzie in Chicago. What a Gem Jewelry and Coins in Berwyn, or their flagship store, Broadway Jewelry and Rare Coins in Kankakee. For more info or an appointment, call 773-436-0777.
Sometimes when it rains, it pours right into your basement. This is Gus from Chicagoland Waterproofing. My mission is to identify why your home is taking on water and fix it. I want you to sleep at night during a rainstorm and not worry about your basement filling up with water. Like our client Kim from Mount Prospect.
We had chronic basement flooding and no one could figure out why. During a huge storm, water was pouring in through the window wells of our finished basement and we had to bail out 6 inches of water. We got a bunch of estimates, but Gus's was the most reasonable, plus he knew exactly what the problem was. He put in a full basement drain tile system and an additional sub pump with the backup battery. Chicagoland Waterproofing gave us peace of mind. I like to say, in Gus we trust.
From simple sump pumps to complex storm drainage and crack foundation solutions, Chicagoland Waterproofing's work comes with a lifetime warranty. Plus, a fully licensed plumber is always on staff. Request your estimate today at ChicagolandWaterproofingPros.com or call 847-296-3500.
Warren Buffett's mentor, Benjamin Graham, said, "The essence of investment management is the management of risk, not returns." Hi, this is Joel Apresti, president of Arlington Capital Management. I'm here to explain how we help manage our clients' exposure to risk. We're the creators of our proprietary proactive asset allocation strategy, known as PAS. It is designed to analyze important market trends and alert us to potential changes in the market. But that's only part of what I believe makes Arlington Capital Management unique. It's the care and personalized service we provide our clients that really defines us. We understand how important your financial goals are to you and your family, and we never take that responsibility lightly. It all starts by understanding the things that are most important to you. It's part of the Arlington Capital Management difference. To experience it for yourself, schedule your complimentary consultation by calling 855-471-5796. That's 855-471-5796, or visit arlington-capital.com.
AM 560. The answer.
Information from Empowered Investing must be heard in conjunction with important disclosures at the end of this show. Same disclosure can be read online at arlington-capital.com/radio-disclosures. Past performance is no guarantee of future results.
This is Empowered Investing with Joe Lopresti. Continue the conversation by following Joe on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook, or call him at 855-471-5796 for a financial review.
Welcome back to Empowered Investing. I do want to make a programming note that beginning the week of January 26th, 2 weeks from this show, we're going to be moving up the dial a little bit and also changing times from noon to 1 p.m. still on Saturdays. For details, you could visit our website, arlington-capital.com. That's arlington-capital.com. And then just click the radio button and we'll tell you exactly where you can find the show. Or feel free to give us a call, 855-471-5796. Well, in this week's show, we're talking about the current state of the market. We're talking about bear markets. 2018 was a bear market year. And we're talking about the difference between short bear markets, in which case it could even be over already, or those longer bear markets, which are much more damaging. We're going to get to that in a minute. But first, I also want to mention to you that coming up here in about 5 minutes, we're going to be talking about lifetime retirement income planning. There are so many moving pieces in the retirement financial picture. What is my optimal way to draw retirement income? What is my optimal Social Security claiming strategy? How will required minimum distributions affect my taxes in the future? Should I convert my IRAs to a Roth IRA? If so, when and how much? How do I arrange my portfolio and manage my income to minimize income taxes and Medicare premiums for my lifetime? There are so many complexities in the retirement financial picture, and we're going to talk about some solutions coming up here in about 4 or 5 minutes. But first, I want to talk about methods that I use to try to determine if the economy is likely to slip into a recession. Because if so, then the bear market that began last year is likely still very young and could last a long time and go much further than we believe. But if a recession is likely to be avoided, then the bear market could be over and a tremendous buying opportunity could be at hand. So at Arlington Capital Management, we'll use indicators that help identify the market trend, and that's our PAS model, or what we call our market model, but then also look at indicators on the economy, leading economic indicators. And there are a number of different economic indicators that do a very good job at determining if a recession is likely in our future or if it's just an economic slowdown. And that's what tends to happen during these short bear markets. The economy slows down but doesn't go into a recession. And then the market tends to recover very quickly, and the drop in stocks is likely a buying opportunity. So I won't go through the whole litany of indicators that we look at. We really look at more of an index of various leading economic indicators, but they would include things like labor market conditions. You know, today, labor market conditions are extremely strong. There's no signs right now that we're headed for a recession. In fact, the last jobs number was stronger than everybody expected. Unemployment's below 4%. So from a labor perspective, the economy is very healthy. Things like housing starts. Housing starts tend to begin to decline sometimes years before a recession occurs. You know, for example, if we go back to the 2008 cycle, which of course that was really a recession led by the housing market, you started to see an important decline develop in the middle part of 2006. That was well before a recession began, which started in January of 2008. Today, housing start numbers, while they have slowed down, they haven't reached levels that would be troublesome or worrisome about a pending recession. And then there's something called the yield curve. You may have heard this talked about. Certainly some of you know exactly what I'm talking about, but maybe others don't. The yield curve is just very simply the difference in the yield of short-term treasury securities like 3-month T-bills compared to the yield on longer-term treasury securities like the 10-year treasury bond. Typically, the short-term yield is lower than the long-term yield. And as long as that's the case, the economy tends to not slip into a recession. But when the short-term yield is higher than the yield on longer-term securities, that tends to be a very good leading indicator for a pending recession. So today, while the yield curve is a little flatter, it still is positively sloped. So in other words, short-term treasury securities are yielding lower than long-term ones. So with these leading economic indicators remaining positive, our conclusion is the economy is not likely to slip into recession, and the drop in stocks is likely to be a buying opportunity.
Hi, it's Amy Jacobson with a great way to start a new year. Get the MyPillow 4-pack. You'll be so happy with 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere MyPillows, plus free shipping, all for the normal price of 1 premium MyPillow. You know, I've been telling you for years that they're the best pillows money can buy. The bottom line is you will sleep better and feel better. MyPillow is washable, dryable, and has a money-back offer if you're not happy. And here's more good news. You can still get 30% off everything else, including the MyPillow mattress topper and pet beds that you've heard me rave about. Just be sure to use the promo code Amy to get the MyPillow 4-pack offer with free shipping and the 30% discount on everything else, including mattress toppers and pet beds. Visit MyPillow.com or call 800-489-0201. That's 800-489-0201. And don't forget to use the promo code Amy. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Amy.
AM 560, The Answer.
Information from Empowered Investing must be heard in conjunction with important disclosures at the end of this show. Same disclosure can be read online at arlington-capital.com/radio-disclosures. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Call Arlington Capital at 855-471-5796 for a PAS review. Now, back to Empowered Investing with the creator of the Proactive Asset Allocation Strategy, Joe Lopresti.
I wanted to make a couple of announcements up front here. One is, as I mentioned earlier, programming change. We are going to be moving the program Empowered Investing up the dial beginning in 2 weeks, January 26th. It's going to be on at 1 p.m. So you can visit our website for the details, and that's arlington-capital.com, or give us a call, 855-471-5796. And the other announcement, and we're very excited about this, is that our firm is excited to introduce new expanded services for clients. New services include retirement income and planning solutions, tax minimization strategies, and also a full curriculum of financial education, which is designed to empower you to make confident and informed financial decisions. So in addition to our ongoing proactive investment management services, we'll be adding lifetime retirement income and planning solutions, tax minimization strategies, and the financial education. And the reason that we've decided to move in this direction, this isn't, you know, a sudden shift. We've been planning this over the last 12 to 24 months or so, is that an increasing number of our clients that, you know, I've worked with and other advisors on our team have worked with over the years have transitioned from their working wealth accumulation years to their retirement years. Sometimes it's, you know, full retirement. Sometimes it's a step into part-time retirement and then full retirement. But the wealth distribution stage of their life and that transition obviously is different. It could be very tricky, but really it's the moving pieces of the puzzle that are extremely complicated and complex and confusing for a lot of investors. There are so many moving pieces to that retirement puzzle. And what we find is that some people are looking at decisions in isolation, looking at one piece of the puzzle, and that could have consequences on other pieces of the puzzle, and it just isn't optimal over the long run. Retirement years can be rewarding. That's everybody's goal, right? Everybody who's in a career, or at least I should say most people's goal, is to get to the point, save enough money, have enough to live comfortably, and enjoy retirement. But it also is a complex time in your financial life, and there are a lot of financial decisions to make in those retirement years. So as I said earlier, an increasing number of our clients have transitioned from that pre-retirement to retirement stage of their lives, and there are so many moving pieces to the puzzle. What is the optimal way to draw retirement income is a significant decision to make. And there isn't one answer. It really varies and depends on a specific scenario. You know, what type of accounts do you have? How are those assets positioned? What type of registration of the accounts? How much income do you need? What's the optimal way to draw that income? What other sources of income do you have? Making small changes can sometimes have a significant impact on that decision. Of course, what is an optimal Social Security claiming strategy? When you look at that just in isolation, sometimes the answer is pretty simple. Should I collect Social Security early? Should I defer Social Security? The break-even point's right around age 80. So if you take your Social Security benefit early in your life or early in your retirement, you'll get benefits for a longer period of time, but the benefit will be lower. If you defer it until maximum benefit at age 70, of course, you'll get benefits for a shorter period of time through the rest of your life, but the benefit will be bigger. For most people, the break-even point is age 80. But when you look at it with the complexity of all these other decisions of what your retirement income is, where you're getting your retirement, what your taxable income is, it's not always clear what the best Social Security claiming strategy is. And optimizing that strategy could have hundreds of thousands of dollars impact on your life, depending on how long you live. A big one is, how will required minimum distributions affect my taxes in the future? This is a big one because lifespans are increasing. It is not uncommon to look at 25, 30, 35 year lifespans after retirement. And when you start to look at the cumulative amount of taxes that many investors will pay over that 25, 30, 35 year period, the numbers are astounding. And the required minimum distributions on your IRA accounts could add up to much more income than you might even need. And then you have to, the government requires that you take this money out of your IRAs and pay the tax. So you're paying taxes on income you may not even need at that time. There's planning you could do to minimize or even eliminate that problem. And that a lot of times comes down to the question of, should you convert your IRA to a Roth IRA? There's a big difference. By doing so, you could potentially bring down the amount of required minimum distributions through your lifetime, which will reduce your taxes, shift assets into right now what is one of the best tax strategies that is out there, and that's the Roth IRA. Because the money, once it's in there, can grow for that next 25, 30, 35 years tax-free, and you don't have to take any money out of there. You could if you need it, and the withdrawals are tax-free for the most part. There are some limits, or limitations, I should say, on that, but they're well worth the effort of discovering if this type of strategy is appropriate for you. Another big question that retirees face is, how do I arrange my portfolio and manage my income to minimize income taxes? And many of you probably know that your Medicare premiums are also affected by what your adjusted gross income is. So there are strategies that you could use to try to optimize this. Get the income that you want or need to live on, but minimize the tax burden on the withdrawals and your overall income. And what you tend to see is most people are making decisions with, this year in mind and next year in mind and trying to minimize taxes in the here and now, but don't look at it as, what is that decision going to do to affect my taxes for the next 20, 30 years or longer? That's the real objective, is to minimize your lifetime tax liability. And minimizing this year's tax liability doesn't always minimize the taxes you'll pay for the next 20 or 30 plus years. It requires planning and understanding of how all these moving pieces of the puzzle can come together. And I could go on and on. We're really just dipping our toe in the surface here. And the complexity grows really exponentially for retired couples, because not only is there the moving piece for one person, there's moving pieces for the other, and the way that one makes decisions affects the others in many cases. So the complexity grows exponentially when you have a retired couple. In serving our clients over the years, we've experienced that complexity firsthand and believe we could help you make better decisions through proper planning and tax minimization strategies. Give us a call and we're happy to meet and consult with you and talk to you about it at 855-471-5796. 855-471-5796, or go to arlington-capital.com and request a consultation on our website. We can prepare a lifetime retirement income solution for you based on your specific set of circumstances. There are a lot of different variables that go into these plans, and everyone is unique. Course of action for one retirement situation isn't necessarily the correct or optimal course of action for your retirement situation. And while these complexities are unique to retirees, if you are not retired or are still in the pre-retirement window, you have an advantage in that you haven't yet retired. And in this case, time is your friend. There are great strategies that you could implement in the years leading up to retirement or in the very early retirement years that can make all of these decisions and complexities that I'm talking about much easier. The sooner you start planning, the better you'll be able to achieve your lifetime financial goals, the better you'll be able to plan for minimize lifetime taxes. And most times that also, of course, means more money in your pocket. Further information at arlington-capital.com or give us a call 855-471-5796. Well, we're going to be wrapping up this week's show. Once again, if you missed it earlier, a programming note that we are going to be moving up the dial starting January 26, 2 weeks from today. The show will move from noon to 1 p.m., also moving to a different station. You can visit our website, click on the radio button for further information there, or call us. I'm Joe Lopresti, president of Arlington Capital Management. Our team helps high net worth families build and protect their wealth with peace of mind by offering proactive investment management services, lifetime retirement income planning solutions, tax minimization strategies, and financial education designed to help you make confident and informed decisions. Thanks for listening this week.
Arlington Capital Management Incorporated, ACM, utilizes a proactive asset allocation strategy, PAS, in advising its clients. PAS combines quantitative-based buy, sell, and reallocation indicators with qualitative research in seeking to achieve attractive risk-adjusted returns over a long-term investment horizon. As with any investment strategy, ACM has in the past and may in the future modify the investment approach and portfolio parameters of PAS in any manner which it believes is consistent with the strategy's overall investment objective. Material modifications were made to PAS in February 2009, creation of universe trend and cash comparison indicators for trend analysis. June 2009, creation of long-term momentum indicator for trend analysis. September 2009, expanded asset class ranking system and started PAS computerized testing. December 2009, creation of global indicator set for buy and sell signals. April 2010, exception of PAS computer model. October 2010, implementation of tactical indicators and signals for short-term risk management. January 2011, modify global sell signal with additional criteria including pattern determination. June 2011, close global signals with stop loss criteria. September 2011, exception of PAS long only model. May 2012, modify global buy signal wait period to enhance signal timing. October 2012, first use of PAS stock model. November 2012, implement ETF replacement criteria. December 2012, additional historical data for cash comparison indicators. November 2015, modify global buy signal with additional criteria. For more information regarding any of these material modifications, please contact ACM at 855-471-5796. All views and opinions expressed during this broadcast are those of Joseph Lopresti and not necessarily those of ACM. Any index information included in this broadcast was included for comparative purposes to discuss general market trends during the periods indicated and is not intended to apply that any model portfolio is similar to the index or indices discussed either in composition or element of risk. The performance of the indices discussed does not reflect the reinvestment of dividends and other earnings. No formula or other device can be used to determine which securities to buy or sell or when to buy or sell them. ACM makes no representation that any formula or other device discussed can assist any person in making their own decisions as to which securities to buy or sell or when to buy or sell them. An investor should consider risk and volatility in addition to performance when making any investment decision. The risk and volatility associated with PAS may be significantly higher or lower than the risk and volatility of other investment strategies and/or products. As with any investment strategy, there is potential for profit as well as of loss. All investments involve some level of risk, and PAS may not be suitable for all investors. This broadcast does not constitute a complete description of ACM's investment services and is intended solely for informational purposes. This broadcast is in no way a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any securities. This broadcast and any model portfolios discussed do not consider specific investment objectives, financial situations, or the particular needs of any individual investor who may hear this broadcast. Investors